Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life radio show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
And thanks for tuning in, and I'm Dr. Joanne White, and it is a glorious and an upbeat day, and we're going to have an upbeat show today. And how many of you are struggling to take your company's revenues and business to the next level? So often, businessmen and small businesses get discouraged, and they are working hard and trying to influence people and trying to move ahead, and yet their bottom line doesn't seem to be doing anything differently. So today, we're going to really address that with someone who is upbeat, and not only upbeat and encouraging, he actually is an author, a speaker, a coach, an entrepreneur, a businessman, and we're talking about Ken Varga, and a mentor who has created 35 successful companies and over 6 million companies, isn't that beautiful? I mean, customers, isn't that beautiful to your ears, folks? With Ken's help and expertise, businesses increase customer acquisition by up to 32.7% in as little as 3 to 6 months. So everybody, you want to sign on right now? And increase their customer retention by up to 90%. Oftentimes we have customers and they come and go, but to be able to keep those customers is really a blessing, and it's also a matter of know-how. Ken is the author of over 300 information products, including the best-selling book, How to Get Customers to Call, Buy, and Beg for More. Ken has an eye for what works and a way of conveying his knowledge and intuition to his listeners so that they will profit from it immediately for years to come. So Ken, I want to just read a quote that you said. You said, "For years I've consulted with corporations and even mom and pop stores that need some help because you love to solve problems. I like to give people this little secret that I know which work to give them real success. This is exciting to me and has become my passion." And you also go on to say you have a system that any business, folks, you're listening, any business can use to quickly double their business in 1 year and have locked in customers for life. So, Ken Varga, you're in high demand here. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well, Joanne. Thank you for having me on the show.
It's really my pleasure. And I think what you do is so very important to businesses. So if we can, just for this brief time, let's pick your wonderful brain and see if we can offer our listeners some great advice. And folks, we're at 805-285-9790, and you were talking to Ken Varga, and you can call in and speak to us and ask any questions that you like. So firstly, let's look at that percentage, 35 successful companies and 6 million customers. So I'm going to ask a really broad-based question. How did you do it?
Well, you know, Joanne, it's funny because I've oftentimes had people ask me this constantly, and my answer is I just never thought of it. I just did it. My whole feeling now at my age of 71 in retrospect and looking back, is that I just automatically never put the roadblock in front of me, because if I would have said, how am I going to do this? Where am I going to find the time? I probably would have never done it. So I just went ahead and did it.
Well, a lot of businesses, particularly now, are struggling, and oftentimes they need to cut back both on employees and on what they're doing in terms of new ventures. So let's talk to them about how they can actually grow their business and what they need to do to increase their revenue.
Well, you know, Joanna, there's really three basic ways, really, for any business to grow. Number one, it's, creating new customers. And that to me, is always a more expensive method of growing a business. But the other two, which is getting your existing customers to buy more from you whenever they come into your establishment, is the next one. And then the last one is getting your existing customers, not only getting them to buy more from you when they purchase, but also to purchase from you more often. So if you set up the systems, you know, let me just put it this way. I'll give you an example of getting customers to buy more whenever they purchase. Have you ever gone into a restaurant and, you know, they bring out the dessert tray and everything, and they ask you if you'd like a dessert? You know, it's not so much that they ask you about buying the dessert, but it's the way that it's asked that's really important. You know, instead of just asking if you'd like dessert, the server would describe each dessert that's on the menu and perhaps bring over the dessert cart showing you the tempting desserts, as well as, you know, just giving you a mouth-watering description to make you, as a customer, feel as if you're really tasting it already.
No, it's okay. You have a good point, because it's the description. However, it's also, since we're talking about dessert, it's bringing over that tray that catches your eyes and explodes your senses and entices you, so that combination is a winning combination.
Exactly. And you've got to appeal to the senses and describe things to individuals. And it doesn't matter what your product is. It's how do you explain it in such a way that your customer is salivating and wanting and has such a desire to want your product. And this is something that any business owner can really determine. If they put the thought in their mind, it'll come about, and it'll wind up getting the definition. In my coaching programs, I have once a month where we have an hour on a teleconference call, and you know, sometimes business owners have a hard time determining that, and they ask me any question. It doesn't have to be for that coaching module that was sent out for that month, but also for the expertise that I have in trying to help them and lead them along in determining what that is. If I could interject here a minute, Joanne, it's I'm sure all of you listeners do networking, and I've gone to quite a number of networking events, and I've seen where insurance agents get up and they simply say, "I'm in the insurance business." People in vitamins and multi-level come in and say, "Oh, I have this vitamin that helps you live longer." I mean, why not just introduce yourself as a longevity doctor?
I love
that. Or as a dream protector from an insurance viewpoint. And I'm sure we could go off on a tangent and come up with a lot more for your listeners. But, I mean, it leaves the door open now for the person that you're talking to say, what is that? And now what they're actually doing is opening up the space for you to step into to make your sale. Do you know what I mean, Joanne?
I definitely do, and I think everything you're saying that is important. We have a question here. Are you interested in taking a question?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love questions.
Okay, somebody writes in, this woman from, looks like Chicago, she's writing in saying that she has a lot of customers, and what they are saying, customers that she's wooed over a long period of time, and they've been her existing customers for some time, and right now their complaint in terms of purchasing is that they just don't have the money to right now buy her product. She's asking, what's the solution? How do I get past that?
If she's got a printing press, she could print up the money for them. being facetious, but you know, this is exactly what the government does. The Federal Reserve Bank, you know, who is a not even a non-entity in the United States. I mean, here's a foreign corporation that's owned by foreign banks printing up our money, which is creating the inflation. But to answer the person's question, what I would do is I would try to determine somehow to help them along in their purchases, whether or not it's taking the payment over a period of 6 months or a year. In other words, instead of asking them to come up with the funds immediately, try to be creative in how you might she might handle this. I hope it's a she, the question.
It is a she, yeah.
Okay, you know, and just try to be creative in how that you could accomplish this. And I've seen a lot of, especially today, Joanne, I mean, it's crazy the way things are happening and all. I have a couple of medical professionals, dentists and chiropractors, that have that I consult with. And, you know, the whole problem is, people are not coming in to take care of their teeth or their bodies or their backs because they don't have the money. So as soon as they create, and I help them to create this, create a method of having a payment that's over a year, and like with the dentist and the chiropractor, they'll do a family plan thing that is so great now, and it helps them to ease the purchase.
You know, I think that's so important because people need those services, and if they're going without, they're risking health and getting ready for other kinds of issues that may actually surface at a different time that really exacerbate the problem. And doing what you're suggesting, really having some kind of payment plan, is wonderful. I remember a colleague of mine who had to go in for various tests, and the tests were so insurmountable, they weren't covered by her insurance, and she actually worked with the company, similar to what you're suggesting, and the company said, okay, she said, I can't pay you. They said, well, what can you pay per month? And so what she's doing is she's actually paying a little bit that she and the company agreed upon per month and meeting the payment expectations regularly, so she says, and she's satisfied, they're satisfied, and she's not feeling that all of her revenue is being blown away by something that she needed to take care of. So I like this idea. I think it's very important. But you're right. A lot of businesses don't think that way to apply that to their particular business.
In today's day and age, Joanne, it's so critical for business owners to be creative because just like the questionnaire that just came in, it's the future. I mean, I could see the handwriting on a wall. You know, at my age, I've experienced a lot, but and the reality is you cannot print money every single month and expect a different result. I mean, that's like the definition of insanity. Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting something different.
Right.
It's just not going to happen. And what's going to happen is that this is one of the reasons I started my coaching program for small business owners, because it's so critical and important for their survival over the next coming years.
So talking about survival, other than creativity, which I think is key, what else is paramount to ensure the survival of a business?
Well, yeah, you know, Joanna, I kind of, successful business owners know that their greatest asset is their customer, and that's a fact. And to me, there's three reasons why outstanding service has become rare. I mean, I hate the shop. I really, really do. And yet I go with my wife all the time, and I just hang around, you know. I don't know how anybody could enjoy shopping, but people do, like my wife. and 47 years later, I'm still going shopping with her. But
it
the
might
whole
be
thing
a female is, thing.
I don't know, but I'll give you an example. Just about 2 months ago, we had gone to the mall, and she wanted to pick up some items for the grandchildren. And we get into line, and there's only about 3-4 people ahead of us. And all of a sudden, the phone rings, and the clerk that's behind the cash register stops everything she's doing to answer the phone.
Mm.
Now puts all buying customers in an angry atmosphere. And I knew she was talking to her friend at high school because they were talking about some varsity boy. I mean, what a turnoff. But, you know, you have employee indifference extensively around you, and I'm sure a lot of individuals have experienced this. But, you know, most commonly employees, you know, they receive no training, you know, regarding the effective interaction with customers. You know, and any employee who has direct or indirect contact with customers, just turned loose to
you know,
do a job. Huh?
I totally agree with that.
You
I've
know,
been,
what? Yeah,
I've been in
ahead.
Companies wherein dealt somebody that came up through the ranks that really needed training so that they were good at one level and that they moved the employee up now to manager or to a different position and they left the employee alone without giving them, like you're suggesting, any kind of training and the employee did miserably. And it ends up that the employee either gets fired or really leaves on his or her own volition because they can't really make it. And so it's key what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, let me just say one thing here, too, or add to it, Joanne. Everybody that's listening could really relate to this because each and every time that your listeners conduct business with a company, they leave that business feeling either better or worse about the experience and the encounter. And how an employee manages those, I'll call them moments of truth, can ultimately determine how successful that company will be.
You know, speaking of shopping, I had that same experience. I'm another female who enjoys shopping once in a while, particularly when there are sales. And I had that experience last week wherein I went into a department store and I was asking one of the employees questions, and she was really very impatient. She had another job to do, and she kind of was very brusque. She blew me off. And I got insulted, and I decided I wasn't going to do business there, and I spent very few moments, and I left, and I went somewhere else.
Can you imagine with the coming events, like the person who sent in that question, when those events start occurring, that company is never going to survive.
So what's risk reversal? How do people take a look at what's going on and begin to decide to shift either the way they're doing business or really taking care of something in a different way like you're suggesting?
Well, you know, one of the things, have you ever heard of the puppy dog clothes? You know, it's like car dealers saying, hey, take it for a ride for 2 hours. Or somebody at a pet shop says, hey, just take the puppy home for overnight. You ain't going to bring it back.
Right.
Well, that's a form of risk reversal. But you know, Joanne, your listeners will see their sales just soar beyond their expectations. When they realize, you know, first you got to realize the risk that a prospect has in doing business with them. And then they just reduce the risk or reverse the risk. You know, if you provide an honest and valuable product or service, and it exceeds your claims, then you could develop ways and means to reverse the feelings of risk your customers have. And you know what, Joanne? This is really a great opportunity for any one of your listeners to capitalize on.
You know, I think
so here, I'll give you, I'm sorry?
Go ahead. No, go ahead. I said, I think this is so very important for people to hear. Go ahead.
Well, I like on my products, my risk reversal is that if at any time during their entire business career, for the life of themselves, that they feel that my material, my books or whatever it is, doesn't help them get more new customers or generate more sales or even make more profits, then they can return it and they'll immediately get 100% of their purchase price back. No questions asked and no hassles. It's called the lifetime guarantee.
That's amazing, because most guarantees are maybe for 3 months, 6 months. Sometimes I've even seen a year, but a lifetime guarantee, Ken, is pretty amazing.
I have never had one person, Joanne, return one of my products.
I was just going to ask that.
You know, it's just, I mean, it's just because they're not pressured. I mean, if you tell somebody you got a 30-day guarantee only, you know, it's like we just went, Barb and I, looking for new mattresses. And we went into this store and purchased a Tempur-Pedic. And the reason we purchased it was because they said you could sleep in it for 90 days. And if you don't like it, bring it back. Now, if that isn't a form of risk reversal, I don't know what is.
No, I think that, yeah, I think that's great. You know, nowadays, Ken, everybody, advertising and getting publicity is incredibly expensive, and yet you need to be able to promote yourself, whether it's through social media and online and wherever else, to really let people know what your product is about and who you are and what you're about. So you actually have ways for people to actually get a lot of free advertising and publicity. Would you share that with the listeners? And folks, just to let you know, we're tuning in. If you're tuning in late, we're talking to Ken Varga at 805-285-9790 and talking about how you can create an incredibly strong customer base and keep those customers for life.
Okay, do you want me to answer it now, Joanne? Or?
Please.
All right. You know, there's a real simple statement of truth about any kind of business that any of your listeners are in, and it's if they don't advertise, nothing happens. You know, advertising makes things happen, but it's advertising the right way that makes things happen. You know, for your listeners, even if they're small and budding business, The moral, I guess, of what I'm going to tell them is that to make things happen, they have to advertise. But not only is it possible to get free advertising, but the fact is that free advertising is sometimes 10 times more effective than paid advertising. You know, and when I talk about generating free advertising for your product or service, one of the things I talk about is the art of public relations. So, you know, I guess the question is, how do your listeners do it? You know, first they have to create a press release and send it to the media that would be interested in their release. But the package must have the information and present it in such a way that makes it newsworthy, Joanne. You know, there's a few key elements that make a story have news value in the press release. The audience, how well do you know the audience that's there? But also the impact. How many people are being affected by your information? Proximity. Does the information serve the same audience as the news media is serving? It could be obviously different. Is it timely? Is it bizarre or unusual? Because, you know, a statement that I oftentimes think about is, when a dog bites a man, that's not news. But when a man bites a dog, that's news. So, I mean, you know, it's got to be newsworthy like that. So, you know, you read about different things. So let's see. I say somebody's a health food store. You're always hearing about the viruses and this and that. And all they have to do is to just put a news release together about a free report that reveals the six things that everybody should know about how to stay healthy. And give the 800 number for it for people to call and just leave their information. And then primarily, just they could even say in a press release about this vitamin that they have that helps individuals thwart whatever the latest virus is. So it's just being a little bit creative, Joanne. It makes a difference. You know what I mean?
Does it have to be, I mean, how do you make sure that your headline is this eye-catching? Because there are so many products like you're talking about and so many businesses that may actually do the same thing. What needs to be in the headline, Ken, that really catches your eye and makes a difference?
The headline is an art in itself, Joanne. The headline is an art in itself. There's so much that has to go into determining that. Normally, when I write something, I'm writing it. And during the writing of it, that's when the headline comes into my mind. If you start off with just trying to think of a headline, it kind of stops the process, if I can use that analogy there. But the headline is important, naturally. Headlines could be anything. They said I couldn't learn how to play the piano. The headline, each business has got to determine what the benefit is that the product is giving to the individual, and then the headline itself will prompt them to do that. And don't forget, there's two different types of advertising, Joanna. There's what I call direct response advertising and the normal image advertising. You know, you go to, if anybody, I don't know how many of your listeners watch this Mad Men thing, but I grew up in the 50s, and I wonder how come I'm still alive with all the drinking that these guys have done to this show and everything. But, I mean, everything that they do is image, you know, and the owners of these companies go along with that. When, in essence, you're spending money for advertising. It's got to be measurable and accountable. And you could test different headlines. You could test different things. But direct response advertising is advertising where an individual will now respond to your advertisement. So, I mean, this is all important stuff, Joanne, that is so different than everything else.
You know, Ken, one time somebody told me that your headline has to have shock value, that it has to kind of shake somebody up and make somebody really stop and pause. And even if it's totally even if it's not related to what the content is. And that kind of stymied me for a little bit because that's not the way I write, and I'm a writer. And so I kind of step back and try to figure out what was the meaning behind that. Can you care relate to respond to that in some way?
Well, I have to agree with you. The headline should be so interesting that it brings the reason in my mind for a headline is to bring the individual to the next, what I'll call a sub-headline. And then the next paragraph is to bring the person to the next paragraph or the next paragraph until there's a call to action. In other words, come in the store, and you can get this great thing. So I mean, I don't think the headline necessarily has to have the dynamite approach.
Good, because that's not me, and I didn't like that idea. It just, like you said, it just didn't seem right. Now you have very specific strategies for creating marketing success, and actually you talk about 9 that are pretty simple for our listeners to follow. Can you go through some of them? And I'm sure that a lot of these are actually in your book, so let's not take away from this wonderful book that we want people to take a look at, which is How to Get Customers to Call, Buy, and Beg for More. And this is a bestseller, folks, so Ken's going to tell us in a little while how you can get a hold of this and get a lifetime guarantee.
Well, it is a lifetime guarantee, and one of the things that I wish your listeners could really, really understand is that they are in the business of marketing. When I oftentimes ask individuals what business they're in, all I keep hearing is, I'm a doctor, I'm a this, I'm a that. And the thing is that they're not. They're in the business of marketing. And this is so critical for them because they have to really, once they embrace that, Joanne, once they embrace it, then, my God, they're going to really excel in life. But I've seen too many businesses that don't do that. You know, one of the things that and that I feel is a critical part of a business is database. And if we get a time, I'd like to discuss that because I just had an example where I went and spoke at a Rotary meeting, and the results are just mind-boggling. But anyway, to answer your question on some strategies, one of the things that every business should do is to enhance their business identity. Believe it or not, every business has an identity. You know, sometimes it happens accidentally or they did plan it. But those who have the most successful identities or images, they've really just made it happen themselves. But another thing is learn from others. Duplicate the concepts of other successful leaders, like the information I give. You know, by doing a little research and analysis, your listeners can quickly learn the concepts and practices of other business leaders. And, you know, my book is a great start, as you said. But what the business owner that's listening right now is really selling is benefits. Joanne, customers are primarily interested in one thing: what benefits they will receive if they buy what you have to offer. That's critical. You know, anybody making a purchase today, I'm sure you go through this here when you're purchasing, is what benefit am I going to get from spending this money? One of the other things in marketing is using involvement devices to increase sales results. Any direct mail package that gets a person either physically or mentally involved, it's called an involvement device. I call them like grabber letters. When I used to, you know, Joanne, you know, I just love the internet today because at a press of a button, you could be in front of 30,000 people. I grew up in a snail mail era where everything I had to do was through the mail. And I would mail out like a million pieces every month. But one of the things I found is that I'd have like a letter that I put together, and I was able to pick up at the drugstore these little packets of Tylenol. And the letter said, you're probably wondering why I'm enclosing a Tylenol tablet. It's for two reasons. Number one, I needed a way to get your attention. Because number two, what I have to talk to you about is so very important, and it's going to get rid of the biggest headache you have. You know, or a banana, you know, plastic banana. You're driving me bananas. You haven't responded to my last letter.
Now, since
just
a
different
lot of
things,
it,
I used to
a lot of marketing today, like you said, is done over the internet. What are some involvement devices that you can utilize, that people can utilize to actually get their customers and their viewers or listeners engaged and ready to buy?
Number one, I would always have a blog, no matter what the business is. Have a method. Number one, they've got to create the database, though. I was going to tell you the story about the Rotary. I went in and I said, I'd like to ask your listeners right now, how many of you have a database of your customers? When I asked that question at the Rotary, two people raised their hand. And then I asked the next question, Joanne, how many of you communicate once a month with your clients? Nobody raised their hand.
Well, let's talk more about database, because there's some controversy. I have a database, and I communicate once or twice a month, and I actually have people. I'm on some people's databases, and I am getting emails from them sometimes twice a week, once a week, and somebody's actually sent me three times a week. And what I'm ending up doing is getting exacerbated, because I can have over 200 or 300 emails in my box in one day. And when I keep seeing that, I'm thinking that they're not really, they're there to sell something, very specific, very timely, but I don't feel that they're honoring my time by doing that, and I end up oftentimes deleting them from just opting out of their database. So how do you make sure that your communication is just enough and not too much to really kind of insult the person who on the receiving end.
Well, I found through experience that once a week was adequate with my database. And you've got to. I hope your listeners are going to understand this. Number one, I don't believe the internet. Everybody looks at the internet. Most people look at the internet today, Joanne, as the wherewithal of solving their problems and what have you. In my mind, the internet should be a method of bringing an individual into your funnel, so that they're getting to know you, and now they're coming to your establishment and your place of business. And it's a combination of offline and online marketing that makes the difference. I find and communicate. Determining about the business and what have you. I have found that every business on an email basis should communicate at least once a month. At least once a month with their clientele, and it should be information that's of importance to the individual. Because if you're just trying to sell something, it's never going to work. Now, what you do is you send out an item of, came across this health article that thought was of interest. Don't know if you saw it. Let me know what you think of it. And then, you know, you simply say, by the way, next week we got a special for individuals born in February, come in and take advantage of it, or whatever the thing might be. But I mean to use the method and the vehicle strictly as a way of selling totally and absolutely turns people off.
You know, I totally agree, and we're running out of time, and there's so much more. So let's talk about how people can really access this book, how to get customers to call, buy, and beg for more, and really how to get hold of you to be able to consult with you and to grow their business and increase their bottom line.
Well, all they have to do is go to a website, www.kenvarga.com. That's kenvarga.com. And go right into the store, and that's where the book is. Just click on the icon for store, and that's where the book is, and my other products. But the key thing also is they can have access to other critical information. They could get my 10 Marketing Mistakes book very freely, just right on a website. Just put their information in there, and they could download that book. As far as reaching me by email, they can reach me for consulting services at kenpbg@aol.com. And I'll be glad to communicate with them that way. But all in all, that's about the best method, Joanne.
Ken, are you also still running a monthly group for entrepreneurs and for business people? Online?
Yes. It's the website there is www.buildyourbusinessfast.com.
And is that
and
still
for
open?
For your listeners, for the listeners who take advantage of it, they can go there. Give me at least 24 hours to set it up. But if on May 1st they go into it, they could. I'll allow them to sign up for the first 2 months for just $1.
Wow, folks, are you listening? BuildYourBusinessFast.com, starting tomorrow. That's May 1st. You can sign up for $1 for May and June. That's wonderful, Ken. So I think that we could spend another hour just picking your brain, and which you have such incredibly valuable information, and some of it isn't rocket science, but it really is about the creativity and really kind of understanding that your customer is the greatest asset and find a way to really keep that customer over time and allow that customer to to buy from you and to really increase their the customer satisfaction and the trust that the customer has with you and with your products, which just seems to be what you do so naturally by offering for your customers a lifetime guarantee. So Ken, I think you're filled with these wonderful strategies and wonderful ways of helping people market and really increase their business and increase their revenue. So I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day and sharing your expertise with us, and thanks so much for the great offers.
Well, I thank you for inviting me to your show, and I look forward to maybe a future session and sharing other ideas as we go along.
Definitely, we will do. So have a great day.
Okay, you too now. Take care.
Thanks again. You too. Bye-bye. So we did this special show today on Tuesday rather than on Wednesday, and that's because we needed to make sure that we could get Ken in his busy, busy schedule. And next time, next Wednesday, we're resuming, and we're going to speak to Bill Bean, who is the most famously haunted man in America. He's an international author, inspirational and motivational speaker, and a media personality. So tune in, and he'll talk about not only his starring on The House of the Dead and the Discovery Channel, but his book, which is what it's based on, Dark Force. If you want to get a hold of me, go to Doc White, that's docwhite.org, and there are many freebies, many products and articles that you can take a look at to not only help you grow your business, but help you grow you spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. And some ideas, and stay tuned for my new program that's going to be launching in the next few months, the Self-Sustainability System Resource Yourself, and you can take a look at that under my programs at docwhite.org. It's a pleasure to do this show every day. I had somebody say to me, why are you doing this? What are you doing spending your time and energy? And I said to these people, I love it. I love to connect to people. I love the fact that these guests are coming from all over the world to take their time out of their busy day to really enlighten and share their wisdom with you. And I love the feedback that we get from our listeners like you. So share that with me at Joanne with an E, J-O-A-N-N-E, at Dr. D-R, Joanne with an E, W-H-I-T-E.com. We love to know how you're doing. And go to Blog Talk Radio. And thank you so much for being who you are and for taking time out of your busy day, the precious moments that you have of each day, to tune in to Power Your Life. Thanks again, and have a blessed week, and I'll talk to you next week, next Wednesday. Bye now.
Been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.